afternoon to the Hopkins Middle School Advanced Orchestra. All my friends, my name is Tim Smith, and I'm looking forward to hearing your performance. I heard these pieces, it's got to be almost maybe 4, 5, 6 weeks ago, when they were kind of just in their early stages of development. So I'm looking forward to hearing how they've progressed. Yeah, just a little bit more of the inner voices in these chords. Relax a little bit on the cello. Good. Nice job in the second violins, keeping up and matching the energy that was played by the first violins earlier. Yeah, we're going to make sure we hear that A7 chord a little bit longer. Yum, bum, ba. Right, finish the line there. Nice job, violas. Yeah, when you got the repeated notes, yeah, da, 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 we're going to make sure that you're bowing a little more aggressively so that we hear the articulation on the repeated notes the same as we do as when you're moving the line. Yeah, that should match when we go from the violas up to the first violins. It should sound like you're handing that line off a little bit more successfully. Yeah, relax on the upper octave a little bit in the viola. There are 30, right? Try and get your sound inside of the viola or the cello sound just a little bit more. Yeah, not so soft on the accompaniment part. I know there's a big difference in dynamics between the melodic line and a non-melodic line, but that's just a balanced thing that Mr. Nunez has built in there. So it doesn't really need to be that drastic. I think we can relax on the melodic line and fill up the accompaniment parts a little bit more. It'll be more, it'll make the more sense in terms of real balance as opposed to trying controlling the balance. You're having a hard time figuring out where that B flat is, Shelly. Or I'm sorry, on that basis, where the B flat is. Make sure you're placing it properly. Yeah, it's the same thing kind of as the beginning. I had a problem with that first chord, hearing where that E natural is. It creates kind of a diminished chord. It's a little bit of strange intonation things here. Yeah, off with a flourish. I think maybe that either maybe applies to that first note rather than the last note. Energize the first note. I'm sure you're thinking, so it has a little more forward motion to it before you kind of pounce on the last note there. Yeah, that's an interesting piece of music. It's not the one that I worked on when I was there. It's kind of got an interesting feel to it and gives everybody a chance to be kind of soloist and has some complexity to it. I think you're capturing the idea pretty well. It's just trying to get some of the details related to the specific articulation. 16th notes when they're repeated, especially. This is our Richard Stephan's Fantasia. Yeah, even quieter and way at the tip when you tremolo way at the tip. Good. Nice control. You might want to even play softer. Again, it's the same thing. It's where the balance is written into the parts dynamically, rather than having everybody play pianissimo. And I think it's just a little bit too much. Yeah, some intonation issues there in the descending lines 20, 21. Yeah, easy on the bass line there, right? It's too aggressive. When you said unison in the cellos and the bass, there's a lot of strength there, whereas the top strings are divided, so we want to make sure that we're getting the balance appropriately happening there. Yeah, it's the same pitch set, D, C, B, A, G. Just having some struggles there with our intonation. Nice cellos. Yeah, we're just having a little bit of ensemble issues there. Make sure that we're following the lead of the people that have the most subdivision cellos in general. Make sure that we're playing together there. A little more bass underneath that last part of the line. I'm hearing you strong in 54, but not in 53. When you join the line that descends there, you got to be like the bottom cello part there. Yeah, less of the upper D, more of the middle voices. Good. Even more bass pizzicato would be fine. I might slow down a little more there, Mr. Conway, just on those cadence tones, 80, 81, 82. Nice shape. Nice relaxation. You're taking the energy away just in a very well-paced way. C sharp, B natural, B flat. We're going to be careful. We're really focusing on that. A natural, A flat. Have the door closed there. Yeah, so at the end, I think I would put a couple of cellos on a low D. She's still too much of the A natural in that chord, not enough of the bass note, just to get the balance on that chord. Yeah, boy, that piece has turned out to be kind of a major work. And I think that the orchestra's playing it really, really nicely. There's just so much nice musicianship being demonstrated, you really crafted a nice interpretation of it, Mr. Conway. I would slow down 145, that second beat, pick up into 146. I'd slow down a little bit there. D, da, D, da, measure 10, separate those two notes so you're arriving at the second note, not the first note. Good. It's really nice groove being settled here. The bass is, I think, you can play a little stronger to keep the, you know, just the general time with the violas. Yeah, I think this section, I think it just could go a little bit faster. You know, we may be going 100 or 104. I just feel like it could go a little bit faster. Good job being in tune on these different key shifts, especially in the upper strings. Yeah, that's really pretty good. I feel like that sometimes the ends of one are anticipated a little bit too soon, and I think the whole thing, if the basses were to play louder, it seems like I've talked about this, but it just needs a little bit more energy so that we can feel like the middle strings are playing off the bass, bulpy. As opposed to just having them kind of exist out on there on their own. Good, nice little duet there between the first and seconds. Yeah, I slowed the vibrato down just a little bit on the solo violin. Just a little bit fast, I think. Just slow it down. Thank you. Good, nice transition there. Yeah, da 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 da. I think you all, the cellos and the violas and the basses, have to think at 124 in that section there that there's a downbeat somewhere, kind of a false downbeat, so you can have kind of that imaginary anchor to play your ands of the beats off of. Yeah, I wouldn't slide around too much before then. Da ya da ya da ya. Right. Don't use too much portamento there. Yeah, that's good. I think we got to pace our bows a little bit better so that the upper sustain chord in the last two bars can energize more underneath the descending bass line in the different key there. Just really needs to push a little bit more. It seems all of a sudden that we play the last note. It's got to be prepared just a little bit more. Yeah, man, that's a big chunk of music, and you guys are just really, you've really, really done a nice job. Preparing it. So, congratulations. This is not a very nice performance today. So glad I got a chance to hear you guys again. Have a great rest of your year, and I'm sure I'll see some of you again at some point.